Next on News for the Soul, Living Naturally with Michaela. Michaela Jones is an integrative holistic health specialist who blends traditional naturopathy, homeopathy, nutrition, emotional release, and energetic work for health and wellness of the body, mind, and soul. Michaela is a doctor of naturopathy and a board-certified holistic health practitioner with over 25 years of experience. As a naturopath, medical intuitive, and energy healer, she helps her clients connect the dots between the physical, emotional, and energetic root causes of health issues. Please welcome Michaela back to News for the Soul.
Hello, my beautiful souls. Welcome to another enlightening episode of Living Naturally with Michaela, where we talk about important topics that impact our health, well-being, and personal growth. I'm your host, Michaela Jones, ND, naturopath, energy healer, and integrative wellness specialist. Today, I'm thrilled to introduce yet another remarkable guest, Linda Riddle, known as the Wise Woman Mentor, who has dedicated her life to helping people unite with their higher selves and true purpose. Linda is a highly sought-after emotion code, body code, and belief code practitioner, a certified dream builder coach, life mastery consultant, and oracle card reader. Linda's passion is working with women to help them break free from self-sabotage, limiting beliefs, unloving behavior, negative self-talk, and anything else stopping them from fulfilling their greatest potential. I am so happy to have Linda here with me today. So, welcome, Linda.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And I'm really interested to give you as much information as I can.
Awesome. So, let's just dive right on in. So, let's start with, you know, how you got started in the work that you do. What was your inspiration there?
So I don't know if I'd call it an inspiration, but actually it was going through a divorce. And it was like one of those things that happened in life, and it was unexpected for me. So I found myself in this, you know, stuck in my life and just wasn't sure where I was going. So I thought, you know, I could see clearly for everybody else. There was always a part of me that just knew what was going to happen, except when it came to myself, right? So my ex-husband used to call me Radar. And it was like, there's a character in MASH. And he always knew that the helicopter, everything was happening before anybody else could hear it. So that was kind of me. I always had the paper he needed or for my children, everything. But lo and behold, when it came to my life, I was in the shell and I didn't realize what was happening. So, you know, I delved into conventional therapies, and I can't say they were ineffective, but they kind of were. I felt like I was just like repeating the same things over and over. Mm-hmm. And I went through a couple of them, but I just didn't feel like I was getting anywhere. So this was like years and years went by, you know? So one of the things was someone told me about the emotion code. And that changed my life. It was one of those, do you ever have something, you know, you think I kept going after programs and like the Dream Builder program. And I thought, oh, this is going to really help me, which it does help. But there was so many trapped emotions and so many insecurities inside of me that I just like thought, oh my gosh, you know, like where am I headed? So the emotion code just was like the icing on the cake for me. And I was so excited to relieve some of the trapped emotions and everything else that was going on inside of me that I decided I needed to learn more about this. And of course, became certified, right? And now I just get to incorporate all of these programs into my business that I've been doing for, you know, many, many years.
Yeah.
So nothing I've done, I regret doing. But since I have this emotion code, I use the emotion code in my oracle card readings, which I never dreamed of doing.
Yeah.
Right? You'll have a chance to do that later on today. So that's kind of like the beginning of it. And as far as like the Wise Woman Mentor goes, For most of my life, I guess I kind of just hid behind myself. And so I wasn't like confident, although other people saw me confident. Isn't that weird? Like people think, but inside me, I always thought there was something missing. So I was working with this marketing coach, and this was after I, learned the emotion code, body code, and everything. I was like, now I got all this confidence. And we were trying to come up with a label for me, right? And so it was like she kept saying sage, and I said, no, that just does not apply to me. So anyway, the Wise Woman Mentor came about. And now I just feel really good about the title, which I just think is like a good indication of everything that I've done with the codes has really helped me like blossom to who I was supposed to be. So that's kind of how, I mean, we get the chance to transform lives, right? So that to me is exciting. Anyway, that's how I got started. Like I said, it wasn't the divorce was not an inspiration, but yes, it catapulted me, right?
Awesome. Well, you actually preempted my next question was going to be about the wise woman mentor because you call yourself the wise woman mentor. And so I was going to ask what was the significance of that title? I mean, you've already touched on it a little bit. So is there more to that?
Well, I think it was like, as I was hiding behind who I really was, I remember going with, like, even in college, I was always in leadership programs. Don't ask me why, because I never felt like a leader, if that makes sense. But it was always something inside. I always had great ideas. So I was the idea person. And so people would write down these, like we had this, I remember this in college. We had this big conference that was going on, and it was like a retreat. I was like, well, they were supposed to tell you, about you, right? And so I'm reading these comments. I'm like, and really? Is that really me? We're talking way back in college. So when I finally felt like live again, and I always like, I'm a happy person. So all these things, like, well, how could you be wise, right? I never saw myself. But when we started in, after I learned all of these issues that I had, right, from the past, and they were just little issues. There's nothing big. I mean, my clients go through a lot more. I was just able to embrace the word wise because I always, do you ever have somebody say to you, gosh, I never thought about that? And it's like it was so obvious to me. So I never saw myself as being wise. But then when more people are saying, oh, well, thanks, I never thought about that. My daughter does that to me all the time. So I guess that's how I got to really embrace that word. And I've always been a mentor. I've had, from being a special educator with children, helping the parents, that was always just second nature for me. But to come out and admit that is just another thing. It was kind of like the underlying of who I was. And now I feel really comfortable like saying that, yeah, I am the wise woman mentor.
I think in our society, the whole wise thing gets associated with age. And I
Yes.
think for women, there's still a negative connotation to aging for women. And I
Yes.
think we need to take that back and understand that being wise can come at any age. But yes, when we're older, we're definitely wiser because we've been through some stuff. So we probably know. And I say we because I'm at that age now too. We know some things and we have a lot to offer. And I think society in general, we need to have a whole shift in all of that. And I think our nation is probably one of the few that don't revere that wisdom that comes with age, and the elders and all of that stuff. So I applaud you for embracing the wise woman and the mentor that you are, because obviously you have something to offer that is going to benefit someone else. And if you hadn't stepped into that and accepting that of yourself, you wouldn't be here to share your wisdom with others. So, bravo to you.
I appreciate that. And I think it is true that, there's a lot of my friends that are my age or older, and they keep, they keep making that prophecy. Yeah, I am so old. And they use those words all the time, and it just cringes me. And after a while, I just let them go, right? But it's really sad because age is just a number. And I just feel that probably I'm more alive now than I was, 20 or 30 years ago. And it's different, there were different phases in our lives we go through. But yeah, what a great time for us to give back to the people that really need our help.
Yeah, I totally agree. I feel like I am probably living a life better now than I did in my 20s and 30s. And I do know more than I did then. And that is helping not only others, but helping me too. So I totally understand that sentiment. And I think people in general, they see this aging process as something negative, as something bad. I honestly feel like I'm healthier now than I was back then. Anyway, so let's get off the age now. So let's move along to, all right. So, in your bio, you talk about working with women and helping them break free, but obviously that's not all who you work with. So tell me a little bit about what type of clients you work with and what kind of struggles that you often see that you work a lot with.
I do work with women, mostly women, but I also work with men. If someone's going to call and need help, of course I'm going to help them, right? I mean, that's who I am. I'm not going to be particular. But these are women in and out of the workforce because, they're some women struggle. I have a daughter that's in the workforce, and she is president of a real estate company, commercial real estate. So she has a lot of obligations. So one of the cool things for me is being able to help guide her and then her children. They're always asking me for healings too. So I just don't work, for a specific person, and they're always saying, who's your avatar? Well, I don't particularly have that avatar. Because who isn't overwhelmed today and have stress in their life, right? So, so what kind of avatar would that be? I don't know. And then some people do have like low self-esteem. And these people are just always struggling to get by. And then with low self-esteem comes, relationships, whether it's your job or a personal relationship. And some of the cool things that I work with relationships as far as the emotion code and body code, because you can do so much with that, right? And then there's some people that have trauma and they've suffered a loss. They suffered a loss when they were younger, and they're still carrying all of that with them, whether it's through weight or their relationship issues. Or just kind of going through life, going through the motions of life and not really experiencing it. So there's and it's divorce. I went through the divorce and didn't have these tools when I was going through it. So to me, I can relate to those. And I had a daughter that had a had Well, she has several issues, but she had an issue with, she had a birth defect when she was born. And the emotions that you go through, and everybody's saying, oh, well, don't worry about it. Well, that's easy for you to say. I can relate. And as a special educator, I can relate to those parents too that are struggling. So, like I said, I really don't have the avatar. It's more of the issues they have and just trying to get through those everyday situations in life. And not knowing what's holding them back. And that was me. I didn't know I had these trapped emotions and fears and, whatever. But and then lack of clarity. How many people in today's life go from job to job? They just don't know what they want, or go from relationship to relationship. And they're just escaping. And I think that's what happened after my divorce. I kind of escaped. I kind of almost just put a veil on, like, there is nothing wrong with me, and move through it. And then later on in life, you end up having pains and aches, and then you wonder why you have them. So I don't know if I really answered your question.
No, you answered it very well because, okay, so for those of you who are listening, and she keeps using the word avatar, avatar is it's a description that is used in marketing purposes when we are going through building our businesses and stuff, and you use a business coach. Lots of times they tell you to create an avatar, which is going to be your ideal client, the type of person that you would most like to help. And then you build your message around what your avatar is. So when she's saying avatar, that's what she's talking about. So I just wanted to explain that a little bit. But what she has come forward with is that she doesn't really have an avatar because she does not put herself in one particular hole. This is the narrow view of the type of person that I help. She is saying that I will help anyone that comes through the door, which is what a lot of us do. I'm the same way. I don't really have an avatar either. However, I will say, as healers, we tend to attract the type of people that have the issues that we have previously had that we've overcome. So we have the tools to help them to also be able to overcome. So I generally will say that I will help anyone that comes through the door, but this seems to be the kind of people that I attract. But, there's a practitioner for everyone.
Yes.
You know, it, there is, really is. So if you're out there listening and you're thinking about working with a practitioner that can help you do this, that, and the other, it's okay to try a few different people to find who clicks with you because we all have different energies, we all have different styles, and there is one for you. So, all right. So that being said, now that we've had the little marketing lesson.
Sorry, you're so used to using that word avatar.
See, this is a learning program as well. So there's probably a few people out there that, oh, that's what avatar is. Okay. And so
It was some kind of game or something, right?
yeah, exactly. Or it's like the little icon that replaces your picture in
Yes,
on the computer. Yes. So, all right. Well, that being said, though, just like me, you have a lot of certifications, including Muscle Code, Body Code, Belief Code. I have those too. I love those. And like you, it's like Emotion Code was like game changer. And then adding on the Belief Code to that was like, whoa. And the Body Code and then Belief Code is just like a whole new ball game that I just absolutely love. And I use that one a lot with my clients as well. So, like me, you also have like some other certifications as well, in addition to those that you also utilize with your clients. So, why don't you tell me a little bit about some of those other things that you do? What about your modalities and such?
Okay, so I became a dream builder coach before I knew anything about energy healing. And I was like so excited. And this was, I had been divorced and I thought, okay, well, this is a great start for me. What am I going to do with the rest of my life? And then I started working with clients and I found that while we were in the program itself, they were doing fine. And then when I let them go because it was time, or they continued on. There was things that just weren't clicking with them as well as you would expect. And it is not the program at all, but I realized that there was something missing. And that's when I found the emotion code, because I knew myself. It's like I sometimes felt like the failure. Holy moly, what's wrong with me? But I realized that these people needed something besides their dream. They couldn't even dream big, like they say, what is it that you really want? Or if they dream big, they were always making themselves small.
Yes.
So I did the Dream Builder program without an emotion code or body code for years. And then I realized, and not every client was like that, but I'm the type of person I want everybody to succeed. I'm sure you do too, right? So with that, I decided to put the both together. And why not? Why not give them the opportunity to see what it is to release before they can actually dream? So I've extended the program and kind of morphed it into my own, which has worked really well. Some people are hesitant to actually, spend a little bit more money going into a 12-week program. But so we start wherever they are, wherever they need to be. And so doing that has really made a huge difference. And then I also have it's standing firm when your world is shaking. So I went through the whole Mary Morrissey programs, and this is for people. It's similar to the hero's journey, and it's not like you're getting to the point where, because we are getting to those limiting beliefs, that's where the limiting beliefs come in with all that's going on, or the body code and how the person has issues that, their right shoulder's always hurting them. Those are the things. So then it's like we're working on the total body. And I just find that to be really, really cool. And then in addition to that, I do. And this was kind of for fun that I started this, but it was a personal mastery journey that I went myself with the Oracle cards. And, Oracle cards can be fun. People think them as being fun. Some people think of them as being so woo-woo that it's like, what the heck, But, or an oracle means like to speak, right? So you're asking the universe, and how many of you, some people may pray and ask for guidance. So this is kind of a prayer-like in a different way. Someone has spoken, has spoken to them and said, okay, I'm going to make this deck of cards. And they get all the information from God, the universe, or whoever you want, whoever you believe in. And it's all written out for you. So then what a way to get clarity in an oracle card. And like I said, some people do it for fun. It's not the oh my gosh, I gotta follow what's going on, because some people understand the issues all the time. But it's kind of like a counseling or advice. And if you keep getting the same card over and over again, and you're thinking, oh my gosh, because sometimes it happens. I'll tell you the funny thing today, I got something, and then I was using another deck. Well, I wasn't using another deck, I was using another means of using the deck. I have like a the handheld deck, and then I have one on my iPad. The same card. And it was like, and it was reversed. I was like, oh, what are they trying to tell me? Right. But it was just kind of like, all right, you just got to get out of your head and get moving on. But to get the same card within a 2-hour period kind of, was funny. So it's like it offers guidance. And I just like it because sometimes it's a good way for people to even get to know me if they're not sure if they want to work with me. And now, since I do the emotion code, I offer, let's say the person goes, I really have no idea what's going, what you're talking about with this card. And I'll say, well, let's think about it, and let's see if there's something trapped, a trapped emotion. I don't get into the body code or belief code, but just let's release some emotions and then go on your merry way, and be able to just have a day where the advice came, and then it all of a sudden it, makes sense to you. And sometimes it might make sense the next day, or you wake up the morning and you go, oh, so that card was about. So I have other programs, Life Mastery with Mary Morrissey's programs. And so I think I just use a combination, whatever a person needs. And then as a special educator, I also have other programs, or not really programs, but there's so many things that people can do every single day. And they don't even have to pay for some of these programs because it's out on the internet or what. So what I try to do with the people that I've worked with, I try to give them like two or three activities that they can do that are really easy. Now they might not think they're easy, but you know, it's making the commitment to yourself. So let's say you have a commitment, you know, every day you drink coffee, right? Well, while you're drinking coffee, why don't you do something else? You know, try to relate it to, or when a lot of my things are on my mirror in my bathroom as a reminder. So I don't know if I'm getting into other those are the things that
Go
I offer. And there's one other one that I do offer, and this has nothing to do with really energy healing, but it's an energy healing really for the brain. And it's called the Listening Program. And I'm a provider, and I've been a provider since 2004 because I work with students with learning disabilities.
ahead.
When you have clients that, you know, the term, I can't think straight,
Yes.
and you got that monkey mind going on, and you really just need something to quiet your mind besides all of the healings that we do. So, some of my clients, I had one client that had a concussion. And after we found, you know, like this was like a year later, I was working with her. So I knew I was safe to do the listening program. But it's 5 days a week. You listen for a half hour to music. It's already done for you. You don't have to do anything but listen. And it's really made a huge difference with the students that I worked with who had learning disabilities. You know, the one child that I worked with some really interesting individuals with autism, and the child that couldn't ride his bike. He just didn't have that, you know, integration and everything. So after 3 times of listening to some one special CD, and this was CD, so I'm dating myself back to the tape. But the impact was that child got out and rode the bike and had not, you know, he was 10 years old, and because of some difficulties, wasn't able to do it. So it really helps give your brain that sense of being. And because music and using Bach and Vivaldi, they're very organized.
Yes.
The brain likes that, you know. And for some people, this type of classical music is just gorgeous. So that's something that I do. It's not something I have always done with clients, but if I'm finding after working with them, they need something. And so they don't want to meditate and everything. So but a great way to meditate and your brain. So those are the type of programs that I do.
Awesome. Yeah, I love that, you mentioned Bach and Vivaldi and a different type of meditation because I sometimes have the monkey mind, and I have found that with myself, because I am also very analytical, that sitting and listening to classical music, particularly Bach and Vivaldi, because there is a mathematical precision to those particular types of music and those particular composers, it really helps calm my mind and helps orders things for me. So I find it very interesting that in the work that you're doing in a different way, that you have come across that and experience that. So that's really cool. I find that very interesting. And we'll talk a little bit more about, some of that stuff too here in a little bit. But for the moment, though, I want to back up a little bit to the emotions, the trapped emotions, because, we've been talking a little bit about emotion code, in particular, which is, very good modality. It's a great place for people to start when they know that they're experiencing some emotional issues, and they can even do that themselves. But you have an interesting story about an inherited trapped emotion that I would like for you to share. So tell us about that. So, for those of you who are wondering, okay, so trapped emotions are these emotional energies that get stuck in our body. That's what we call a trapped emotion. And it's basically a ball of energy that gets stuck in our body and it, can cause issues. Well, inherited versions of those are ones that actually get passed along from our biological ancestors, parents, or whatever, through our DNA. Okay, so it's like just like you can inherit your eye color and you can inherit, this, that, and the other, you can also inherit some emotions. So I'm going to turn it over to Linda. Tell us about this interesting story that you came across with inherited trapped emotions.
Okay, so when we start and we're trying to figure out the emotions, I always say you get the wonky answer because I use a pendulum. So the pendulum won't go yes or no. It just kind of stands still. So then I always know it's an inherited. So we had this client and they were dealing with depression and anxiety and just didn't feel like 100%. Like they would get sick more. And then they'd feel okay. So they were going that, up and down motion. So what happened was, and this is the cool thing about it, because sometimes you can find out exactly where this came from. So I got back. So we can, with the inherited, we can find out how many generations it goes back, which is like, oh my gosh, how can you do that? So this went back 4 generations. So we're talking the early 1900s, right? And if you go back to history, you can go back to where the Spanish flu occurred and a lot of death that happened with that. It was really tragic. So the person, so I said, well, let's just deal with this. We didn't get into that. It was a Spanish flu. We just got into the 1900s. And I said, go home. You probably still have parents that can give you information or somebody. So what they found out was they had a great grandmother that died in the Spanish, through the Spanish flu, or when it occurred. And so they inherited all of that tragic that went on, like from the child who lost a, their mother when she was 19 years old, right? So when you go back the generations and how the loss affected, and then it went transferred. So sometimes, and I don't know how this all works, sometimes it's pretty significant of what occurs, what's inherited. And other times, I don't know if it lessens, but it's still there. So with the person feeling depressed all the time and anxiety, and then having a lot of health issues that weren't like real significant, but just enough to like, well, what's wrong with me, right? So they go home. And so to me, it was like one of the, I guess, blessings that we were able to do was because this person has children. So not only could you take and release all of that from what happened back in the early 1900s, you could go up to today, and then their children are released of anything that was inherited. And I just think that's like one of the coolest things that we do.
That is, that's awesome. I've have come across some very interesting ones myself. And it's funny you mentioned the Spanish flu and all of that trauma that was associated with that kind of got passed along. Some of what I had been finding recently was actually some trapped emotional energy, inherited trapped emotional energy that was coming from the generation just in front of me. And it was a lot of terror and panic and stuff. And we traced some back for some clients, and it turned out to be fathers in the Vietnam War.
Oh my gosh. Oh
And
wow.
so it's like it's really wild how that all works and how that can be passed along. But when you think about it, is that environment can rewrite our DNA, and then it changes the future of the DNA. So absolutely, trapped emotional energies, if they're big enough and they're traumatic enough, can do absolutely the same thing.
Yes.
And then that gets written into your DNA code and gets passed along. A lot of some others that I've seen, which you would find interesting, and I just like to share just like off
Of
the wall,
course.
like to share off the wall stuff here, is I would come across, particularly when I was working with women, I would come across a lot of energies that came from the grandmother. And then when you start thinking about epigenetics and how when the mother was in the womb of the grandmother, as when the mother was formed, she was formed with all the eggs that she would ever produce that would produce children. So at one point, everybody was in the womb when the grandmother was carrying the mother. So the energies that the emotions that the grandmother was feeling went to the mother and into the eggs and the children. So it was just, it's just wild, and that's just that part is just science there. So
That's correct. And I think that's a good way of explaining it too. I guess it's like, so then we have to think about the male, does it affect the sperm too? Who knows, right? It probably does. But there is, and there was one other case where, and this person was a friend of mine, and she's really psychic and everything, but she never was able to speak up for herself. However, she spoke through spirit all the time, right? So we were doing something and it came up as a trapped inherited emotion. And then she was able to talk back because it was just, we just knew it was from her grandmother. And then, and she's older, so then she has children and everything. But what happened was when her grandmother was growing up, there was a lot of conflict in the family. And it was kind of, and this was a cousin that was able to share this information. So when you can relay that type of situation to the people, the listeners, or to our friends and everything, they can see that it really is true. But she found out that her grandmother, had a very stern, strict husband. So she lost her voice during that marriage. And then it was, years later, my friend was kind of like that. So she was recently telling me, she goes, "I've learned to just say what it is." And she goes, "I don't care anymore," because like she's in her 70s and she's just like, "I'm just gonna say," and she goes, "I feel darn good about it." No, you better be careful what you say. But it was kind of funny how it she said it made such a significant difference in her life, knowing that why she had that, fear of speaking up, and then to know what it was, and then to have it all gone. Isn't that, they're just, that's what I love about this work. I don't think there's any case that I have that is boring at all.
Everyone is unique, and sometimes there are some very interesting outcomes and cases and backgrounds and everything else. So, expect the unexpected. So, yeah, I learned to I love Dr. Brad, and I have adopted one of his sayings whenever I'm working with clients. It's like, I just work here. So
I'm just the messenger, right?
I just work here.
You're so right, though. You're right. And it's like, give what you get, give what you get, give what you get, right? And I know nothing.
it's like, this is what's coming from your body, from your energy field. I just work here. I'm just the messenger. Absolutely, absolutely. Oh, goodness gracious. All right. So let's skip ahead a little bit. We may come back and talk a little bit more about that, but I want to make sure we have some time for some of this other interesting stuff that you do. So tell me a little bit more about the Oracle card readings that you do. Now, I personally don't do Oracle cards in anything that I do, but I do have like, sets of cards that I use for myself, that I do things with, So tell me about the readings that you do.
So basically, I don't want to say they're just for fun because I do, get paid for some of them. But sometimes somebody just needs to hear something aside from what I have to say. Sorry, something's dinging here. Anyway, it's kind of like they need to hear it from the universe, right? So I don't know how you are, but I can open, if I'm like contemplating something, besides using oracle cards, sometimes I'm drawn to a book and open it up and the information is right
Yes.
there.
Yeah.
It's very similar, okay? And it's just that someone was divinely guided to do an oracle deck. And
Yeah.
I have several of them. I have favorites, of course. I use Colette Baron Reed's a lot. And I mean, anybody can make them up too.
Yeah.
They have their, I think that someone who is gifted enough to make an oracle card deck is giving us a gift too by being able to look and share with the ideas of what's happening. So
Yeah.
some people, one time I did one for my mom and my mom's passed, but this was years ago. And there was like an issue that was going on in the family. And when I read it, she goes, "Oh, I don't even know what you're talking about." And I knew she knew, but I was like, okay, I'll just back over. Because she was asking me what I was doing. And I'm talking
Right.
years ago. We're talking like 20 years ago. And it wasn't necessarily, yeah, I was using Colette's decks too. But it was just so funny how it's like sometimes we don't want to hear what's right there in front of
Yeah.
us. And she still didn't want to hear it. So that's one of the negatives, but most people like agree or they'll go, gee, I really am not sure. And then 2 days later, I get a text or something that, hey, you know, this is really something I really needed to hear,
Yeah.
whether I'm stuck or, you know, it's like there's one where it's, you know, you're just stuck, but you just need to like do mundane things to kind of get yourself out of your head. So go clean your house or go, you know, do
Yeah.
something, right? And we don't want to hear that because we have so many other things we want to do. But as soon as you do, it gives you that clarity that, oh my gosh, and like some of the answers come, right? When
Yeah.
you don't expect it. So that's like, I guess, kind of some of the more in general than somebody specific, because I've really, not that I don't pay attention to them, but there's nothing like profound that occurs, except like I said with my mom, where I was like, oh, that's just not. And it was so true. So it's kind of a guidance, and you know,
Yeah.
it's not like advice from me because the person's already done all the work, and
Right.
being able to add the emotional code in it, the emotion code in it, and be able to release a trapped emotion if they need it. So that's kind of.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I am trained as a medical intuitive, so I actually will get what I call downloads when I'm working with a client. So I will sometimes get like little messages, either like an image or something, or like a message that I need to tell them. So yeah, so I feel like it's probably similar and just coming in a different way. So
Yeah, there's signs, right? Well, and talking about that, as you know, I'm not a medical intuitive, but one of my clients had she had a rod in her back, you know, she had that type of surgery. And for a year, she was just still in excruciating pain. So she's also a friend of mine. So a lot of my clients are friends too, right? And like they hesitate to ask for help, right?
Right.
So what I got the vision that we needed to take the old and the new and combine them together. And it was so vivid when, like, I said, okay, I'm just going to do this for you, because there was still that energy of the old part and the new. So, yeah, things we do get messages, and I always thank God for those because it really made a huge difference in her. And then she had, you know, some parts that are foreign to her. So there's so much involved. I would love to work with surgeons or somebody
Yeah.
before and after to kind of integrate what is being done to these people, right? When I mean, and then they wouldn't have these health issues. But
Right.
that would be one of my fun things to do. I'm not saying fun, but just interesting enough that you know that you're helping somebody. So.
Awesome. All right, so real quickly then, what do your cards have to say about me?
Okay. All right. So I'm going to use the wisdom of the oracle, and this is
Okay.
Baron Reed.
And
And
for those of you listening, she did ask me ahead of time if this would be okay. So,
absolutely, I would never do
we
something.
always get permission from anyone we're working on, okay? We don't just randomly like start looking at people's stuff, okay?
And you're totally right, because boy, you could find out a lot of information, but it's not for us to know unless we do get the permission. So is there anything that is that you'd like to, we can do relationship, we can do business. There's, we're just trying to find out. I'll do a two card reading, and then we'll, and if it doesn't make sense, sometimes we ask for clarification. Okay. So,
Okay.
and I'm doing it on my iPad because the print is a lot larger. So basically, is there a certain area, that could be prosperity, it could be relationships, or you just want to know something general?
Just give me something general. What's popping up? What is
Okay.
like something I probably need to know right now?
All right, don't do this. Whoops, it's disappearing on me. Okay. All right. So let me make sure that's the first one. So the first one is community. And community, belonging, being seen and understood by others, like-minded connections, a sense of family and friendship, knowing your place in the world. So that's what you're doing right now. You're like-minded people, right?
Yeah.
This card signals a new affiliation with a group.
Oh.
Humans are social creatures, and we need to know we are useful to our tribes, families, and communities. So, in a tribe, everyone has an important function and feels that I matter. Membership in the group provides a sense of belonging, of kinship, and of the purpose that comes from working together for the greater fulfillment of all. Perhaps you're part of a spiritual community or an artistic one. And perhaps you are in a learning community where you share your love of education. Regardless of its form or focus, your community brings you joy. You will be inspired by it and want to contribute to it. Your contribution may be as small as showing up or as large as becoming its leader. No matter your position in the tribe, your presence is needed.
Awesome.
Does that, so is there something you're contemplating maybe?
Yeah, actually it's I've been going through a period where I've felt like I have been an outsider in everything.
Okay.
So this is probably, a nod of it's okay, there's something else coming.
That is really cool. And there's a picture. And it's showing, it's like almost like a teepee, and it has a giraffe. I don't know if
Oh,
you see that. And then the
yeah.
giraffe and kind of like bringing it together. And there's a lot of birds and kind of like leaves, like kind of like a lot going on. And I have to laugh at this one because it's the parrot. And the parrot's the chatterbox one. So yeah, what's possible next? So then this is interesting because this is like a asking the question, well, like, well, why? Motives driving intention, the power of knowing the why. There is a greater power in understanding your motives right now. The oracle asks you to be very clear about your why. You're asking this question, looking for this answer. Behaving in this way, and most important, making this choice. Knowing your why is the key to fulfillment. When you are clear about it, your intention will then be a magnet for miracles. Motives define the nature of your experience. When you think about something, you feel it, and then you act on it. This invisible why is the life force energy with the seed, which brings into life and holds the potential for growth. So I see it as it's like, we all set intentions. We set an intention before I want to clarify this, before I worked with you today and started talking, I did a prayer. So I always say like a silent prayer because I knew we were going to be doing a reading. But so setting intentions on, what it is. So then to me, it's like, I think it's like kind of cool. I don't get the answer right away, but I see a billboard or a license plate or something. What are your clues that you use that would, help you with what the group may be?
I get clues from all around me. Either it's, like you said, billboards or some, signs, or I'll see something on the computer, or I tend to see repeating numbers, or repeating shapes and stuff like that. So, and for me, it varies. But when I see something that is related to something I need to know, it almost like it zaps me. It's like, here it is.
I call
So,
it a boomerang effect. It's like you're there and all of a sudden you get that. Woo!
Yeah, because I can see that same thing any other time, and it does nothing. But then when it's something that is related to something I need to know, yeah, it zaps me. It's like, so, yeah.
Right. So there seems to be a little bit of enthusiasm in your speaking or your voice right now. But what I asked is if it's okay. I asked if there's any trapped emotions, and I'm
Okay.
getting that yes. So there might
Oh,
be.
we all have trapped emotions.
Yeah, we
Yeah,
do.
we can't get past that.
So I guess some people think, well, once I get rid of a trapped emotion, it's gone forever. But each trapped emotion can be related to the issue that we're talking to right now. So then, finding your tribe, getting into a community and doing certain things, there might be a little bit of hesitation. You want to do it, but let's find out if there's anything. So if you give me a second, I'm looking at the emotion card chart, and we're in column A, and let's see. So there's a trapped emotion of discouragement. So there's a little discouragement that may, so let's just clear it. And how I clear it is I use the magnet and going over the governing meridian. So if you're with me on that, let's just clear this discouragement and take a deep breath. So now you're one step closer. And let's see if there's any more. So this is what, I just find like I can just help people out, not only just the, through the advice of the oracle, but then releasing things that they didn't even know that they had. So let's see. So this is interesting. This is just abandonment. And so when you made that comment in the beginning, you just felt like there was a lot, like you were needing something else to go on in your life. So this is just a confirmation there. So if you're with me, let's just release that trapped emotion of abandonment. I mean, I think what you're doing here is great for the community, that and your listeners, because they get a chance to, I don't know, just to hear so many different guests that you have, and how cool is that? But maybe this is a time for you to get more involved, and you'll just have to decide if what you want to do with it. But so what I'll do is I'll send you this. I'll send you like a picture of it so that you can see. I'll just leave this so it doesn't disappear on me.
Awesome. Well, we are actually getting close to the end of our time here, and I appreciate you coming on and sharing your wisdom with us, and doing a reading on me, because I don't have a I don't often have a lot of practitioners that work on me. I have a few that I allow to work on me. We are also, as practitioners, we're very picky about who we allow to work on us as well.
I
So
agree with that.
I appreciate the energy that you brought that made me, comfortable enough to allow you to do this, particularly on air when Everybody listening.
You're stepping more out into this community, but regardless of what community it is, good for you.
Awesome. So we're about to wrap this up. So, do you have any last words for the listeners? What would you like to leave us all with?
I know the analogy with the frog in the hot water. Have you ever heard of, the tadpoles and everything, right? And I think that this is something that's, just imagine the frog in a pot of water. And the water's heating slowly, and the frog doesn't notice this gradual increase in temperature until it's too late. And what happens? The water's boiling and the frog is gone, right? The results are deadly. So trapped emotions are a bit like this slow heating water. You might not notice their impact at first because they build up over time, right? And then you adapt and you're comfortable to a situation. And so I'm just asking you, when things happen in your life, to really think about that frog in that water and how, is there something the universe is trying to tell me? We found out what the universe was trying to give a message to Michaela right now. And I just feel like people are just so unaware. If you get a flat tire, what is that trying to tell you? I know we didn't have a chance to, get into some of that, but just use the clues of the universe because they're there all the time. Whether it's, your shoulder hurts, are you bearing the weight of the world on your shoulder? And so if you think of that, I just love to use that analogy because it does. And I think that's what happens with trapped emotions. And if we are willing to recognize that the things that occur in our life are build up over time and can cause, some of the discomfort in our life, whether it's through anxiety, whether it's through pain or health issues, be aware and get help because it's out there. There's so many wonderful practitioners that can do a beautiful job with people. So I'm excited for, everybody to for any of the listeners that got the opportunity to introduce what I do, and then the conversations that we had in between, which I appreciate all your input too. So thank you.
Awesome. Well, that is it for today's show. If you would like to be in touch with Linda and find out more about what she does and possibly working with her, you can find her at www.lindabriddle.com. She's also offering a free gift to all of you listeners, which can be found on her website. It's called Hey, What's the Big Deal About Learning Styles? Why Should I Care? So I'll drop those links on my page at livingnaturallyforlife.com/radio if you didn't grab those while I was talking. So they'll be there. You can just click on them and go grab that. And while you're there on my website, also check out my own resources, which includes affirmations, meditations, ebooks, and freebies, including my brand new book called Holistic Healing: The Power of Body, Mind, Spirit, and Soul for Optimal Health. I would love for you to take a look at that. Again, thank you all for being here. It's always exciting to bring you guys something new, something great, and get you outside of the box to think about other ways that you can help yourself and you can live that life. And until next time, you've been listening to Living Naturally with Michaela on News for the Soul Radio. And remember, wellness is not a destination, it's your daily journey. So keep taking those steps one day at a time. As you move forward for your best self, I'm here to walk beside you if ever you need it. Linda is also available if you would ever like to, take her up on her services. So there is someone out there to help you. Just go look for it. Bye for now. Thanks.
Thank you.